John H. Sununu is among the most established members of New Hampshire's Republican establishment. He's a former governor, chairman of the state Republican Party, and also served as chief of staff to the first President Bush. Despite that resume, Sununu's endorsement of this year's GOP presidential nominee came as something of a shock. After all, it was only a few months ago that Sununu was regularly dismissing Donald Trump as dumb, phony, and political chameleon. The feud reached a fever pitch in January, weeks before the New Hampshire presidential primary. Sununu wrote a column in the Union Leader warning voters to avoid what he called the Trump Kool-Aid. Speaking to a crowd in Windham a few days later, Trump took aim at Sununu, needling him over his resignation from the White House 25 years earlier.
John H. Sununu has been known. He was fired by Bush, and he was fired like a dog. He was fired viciously. And he's such a dumb guy that he doesn't even know he was fired.
Soon after, Sununu dug in.
Trump is really has no substance, that he's all mouth, that his outburst today was just shows another reason why he shouldn't be commander in chief.
The back and forth stretched on for weeks. Every time Trump said something like this,
he's not a guy I have a lot of respect for. I've watched him make a fool out of himself for so long.
Sununu responded with something like this.
Even on his business policies, the guy has shown that he's really not that smart.
As recently as this spring, Sununu was supporting a super PAC dedicated to ousting Trump from the presidential race. But much has changed since then. For one, Trump is now the Republican presidential nominee, not just one of a dozen or so GOP contenders. For another, John Sununu's son, Chris, is now the Republican nominee for New Hampshire governor. The younger Sununu said months ago that he supports Trump, so perhaps the father's embrace was just a matter of time. As for how the two men, Trump and the elder Sununu, reconciled their differences, the campaign isn't saying. But here was Sununu's take on Trump's temperament way back in January.
This guy hates quickly and loves quickly.
Quickly or not, love or not, the days of the Sununu-Trump feud appear to be over. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Barrick.